Wednesday, June 22nd, I watched, or finished rather, George Carlin documentary last night, two-parter on Apple TV, I think, made by Judd Apatow and crew, and I thought it was great, and I am a huge, huge George Carlin fan. I still quote him or reference him quite regularly in just day-to-day life. You know, obviously there's a lot of things, and then the doc makes this clear, you know, a lot of things he was saying in 1992 that are incredibly relevant in the last, you know, 5-10 years in our current society. And you know, I'm not sure when I was watching it, I had a couple thoughts. One was, you know, his thoughts and philosophies and values and takes, he's one of the more influential people in my life that I don't have a, you know, personal or intimate relationship with, that I don't know firsthand. I just think was so on point about so many different things, and, you know, that was just more apparent the more you listen to him over these 3.5 hours. Each part of the doc, two parts, they were each like 1 hour and 45 minutes, so pretty long. Nice little, you know, dive into this guy. And, you know, the second thing I was really wondering while watching it was, when in my life did I, you know, take to him? Because I don't recall, like, 1992 was Jammin' in New York, which is one of his, you know, famous later in life stand-up HBO specials, and one that I probably know every word to. And then he had a couple more of those over the next, you know, within a 10-year span. And there was like three or four, like, I know very, very well. Thing is, I don't think, like, 1992 at the age of 15, I was, like, so in on him then. I feel like it was a little bit later, like late high school or maybe in college, where maybe I saw something and then like went back and consumed all his stuff incessantly, because that I must have done that at some point to know him so well and to think that he was so influential to me, and still, like I said, always reference him. You know, Eddie Murphy's my first favorite comedian of all time, and George Carlin is clearly my number two. And those are the two, you know, Eddie Murphy Raw and Delirious, and then any George Carlin shit are the comedic things that I reference more than anything else throughout my whole life. So what I didn't know about George Carlin was a lot of his, you know, first half of his career. His career was just incredibly long and vast, and, you know, I only know the back half societal commentary, you know, modern day philosopher type of George Carlin, not the guy who was, you know, on Johnny Carson in the 60s and on primetime television and sort of a, you know, suit and tie type of quote unquote sellout comedian for many years, until he just decided, fuck this is not me, which, you know, another great thing that I respect about him so much. Whether you're a Carlin fan or not, he's a very, if you like comedy, you're like, he's a very important figure in the history of comedy and what comedians have become as, like, kind of our, you know, outlet for social commentary in a way. He was a big part of that and still is. And, you know, you just wish, and they say this in the doc, and I've said it many times over the last handful of years, you know, what would love to hear what George Carlin have to say about this. And, you know, that's quite a legacy to have people still wanting to hear your opinions, you know, 15 years now after you've passed away, and, you know, 20, 30 years after you were really in your prime and started this thing. So, not started his career was, you know, 50 years ago, but in terms of becoming this guy who he became for the tail end of his career, he was a special dude. And funny and smart and insightful, and highly recommend, Carlin fan or not, you take some time to check out this documentary.